You know, one of the tough things to get a grip on as you grow older and mature and become a wise and interesting man is the difference of the language, okay? There are times when you should have a proper, respectful conversation and leave a lot of the cuss words and the derogatory comments out when you're in mixed company, okay? When you're around the ladies. Unless, of course, she's drinking you under the table, has got a better mustache than you, and cusses like a sailor. Well, then, okay, all bets are off. Then I would maybe redefine the term lady. So keeping that in mind, we here at The Morning Show have developed a few things that perhaps men should stop saying around women. Okay, now, I take it with a grain of salt. Analyze your company, but maybe this is some good advice. What do you think? All right. The first thing that you probably should stop saying around women is calm down. I have found that that does not have the desired effect of the woman actually calming down. It usually spools them up a little bit more. So let's see if we can just nip that out.
You know what? I think that applies for guys, too. If you're angry about something, someone says, hey, calm down.
The reaction is, kiss my, and then I'm now coming after you, too.
To me, that tells me that they've acknowledged that I'm upset about something, which is exactly what I want.
There we go. All right, so we'll just throw that in the pile of maybe not use that in the heat of arguments at all. The second thing that is suggested here for us men to maybe not say to our ladies is, you look tired. However, if you follow it up with, can I get you a glass of wine and perhaps a back massage, then perhaps that will be acceptable. But if you just throw the, you look tired, out there, that's going to cause a lot of worry and frustration on their part. Now, there's a suggestion here that perhaps we should eliminate any of the internet-type slang. For example, amazeballs. Now, I've heard this used, and I find it funny. The next one I have never heard used in public, ever. Awesome sauce. Have you ever heard that term used before?
Keep it actually clean. I did just this week.
Awesome sauce. And
but
would
I've
you
never
please
heard
use
amaze balls.
You've never heard amaze balls?
No.
Dude, that is amaze balls. I think that's a funny one.
Never.
All right, can you give me an example how awesome sauce was used, or is it one of those that we can't?
No, you could. Look at this new app that I've done on my phone. Look, I have the back scratcher app on my phone now.
It's awesome.
Amazeballs.
Okay. YOLO, of course. Now, this one I'm going to go along with. You only live once. You're going to get cut short if you don't shut up with the YOLO. Okay, I'm sick and tired of that. So they say, drop those out. Yeah, okay, I go along with that. Bros before hoes. Or any variation of the bro vernacular, such as Brozef, Broham, Brah, etc. Apparently, this makes us look immature and déclassé with the ladies.
Bros before hoes.
You never heard that?
What I've that's, heard that. That's, what woman is going to be happy hearing that come out of your mouth?
See, that's the point.
It means that she's number two and that you don't think very highly of her when she's number one.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. See, and that's the point. It's like, you know, this is good language to have when you're out with the buddies, when you're hanging out, when it's just the guys. That's fine. But show a little respect to the ladies. Now, there are a few others that I came up with this morning that perhaps we should add to the list. This one was a favorite of my dad's. I don't know if you ever heard this one. Hey, these are words or phrases that you probably shouldn't say to the ladies that are important in your life. Hey, pull my finger. You ever heard that one?
You shouldn't say that to your kids, never mind the ladies in your life.
You shouldn't say what?
Pull my finger?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'll go along with that. Sure, not a problem. So we're in agreement now that the phrase, pull my finger, should not be used in any kind of setting whatsoever.
Bodily noises. Women, okay. No.
All right, another phrase that you will not want to say to a woman that you are romantically interested in, especially if it is your wife, wow. Your sister is smoking hot. That's not a good thing to say. I've come up with these. And last but not least, another phrase that it's probably not a good thing to say to the woman is like, oh, okay. I know why you're upset. It's that time again, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that goes well.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.